Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beware of pesky traffic jams that could catch you when you least expect it.
You'll get a $50 ticket if you're going 11 miles per hour over the speed limit.
And a new AI ad has popped up on the 101.
It's kind of freaky, and it fools a lot of people.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, March 25th, 2026. Hollywood has been at odds with AI for some time, but things might be changing. Traffic tickets are going to find their way to you much more easily. Why Dodgers fans are upset ahead of opening day. Wild horses might be in danger in western states, and people are not happy. A beloved octopus has found her way to animal heaven. And the day we discovered Saturn's huge moon on this day in history. But first, Meta and YouTube have officially been found liable in the landmark social media addiction trial. A $6 million award was presented to the victim as a result of the decision. Karen Adams reports.
Parents who say their children died because of the harms of social media are celebrating a victory here outside the courthouse in LA.
Big tech, your gig is over.
They were asked how they feel about the verdict, holding Meta and YouTube liable and negligent for addicting and causing mental harm to Kaylee GM as a child.
Vindicated.
Yeah.
Just like so, I was so happy that the documents even came out. That was so soul clearing that we were right, that they did this to our kids. And now that a jury agrees, hell yeah.
Kaylee's attorney, Mark Lanier, says the verdict and the jury awarding $6 million in the case sends a clear message to big tech.
That you will be held accountable for the features, regardless of whether the children are getting sent pornographic pictures, regardless of whether they're being sexploitated, regardless of those types of issues, just because of the features alone that drive addiction, these companies can be held accountable.
Meta says they plan to appeal. Now, this case, as well as Tuesday's decision in New Mexico, will most certainly set the tone for the cases that follow. One is set to begin in July, also here in California.
As you're cruising along the 101, you probably notice the big billboards everywhere. But a new advert has caught some attention. Billy Bowman and Pfeiffer signs can be seen alongside the freeway mimicking the iconic Hollywood sign display. What you might not know is the team behind it is urging those in the film business to utilize AI in place of big-budget Hollywood productions. John Baird talked to someone who was not convinced.
What did you think when you saw it?
It was shock because I've never seen anything like that before. I saw it on my bike because I rode my bike home that way yesterday.
Catches the attention.
Yeah, like big time.
Well, you know, Hollywood's an area where they've been fighting against AI, and now we've got a big sign saying, hey, if you do this, it'll cost you a lot less to put together a video than if we hire a whole crew and do, you know, that kind of thing. What do you think about that?
I don't agree with AI in Hollywood or in the internet or anywhere. It's kind of freaky, and it fools a lot of people. It takes away jobs from hardworking Hollywood-type people, yeah.
Have you ever walked back to your car after an afternoon brunch to find a big old parking ticket five times the price of the meal you just paid for? Well, now you might not even know about your ticket until you find it days later in the mailbox. Here's Craig Figner with more.
In a matter of months, more than 100 cameras will start popping up across the city of Los Angeles, and they'll be snapping pictures of vehicles traveling at least 11 miles or more above the posted speed limit. You get caught, and the registered owner of the vehicle, based on the license plate in the picture, Well, that person gets a $50 violation in the mail. Faster speeds result in higher fines. But unlike a traffic ticket from a cop, this won't affect your insurance. It'll be more like unpaid parking tickets. They'll complicate efforts to register your vehicle.
You'll get a $50 ticket if you're going 11 miles per hour over the speed limit. And it's $50. There's not any other fees allowed. It's just straight $50. That said, if you're doing 16 miles per hour over the speed limit, that goes up to $100, and it keeps going up from there if you're going really fast.
That's Damian Kevin. He's with the group Streets Are For Everyone.
Since 2020, the amount of traffic violations issued by police has fallen off a cliff. So there's almost no traffic violations being issued by LAPD anymore.
Los Angeles council members approved these copless speeding ticket cameras in a unanimous vote. The champion of the tickets is Assemblymember Laura Friedman, who says the goal isn't raising money. She calls the cams street calming measures.
Is a three-peat in their future? Well, tomorrow will start the beginning of a brand new baseball season, and the Dodgers are eager to find their way back on the field for the start of the official season. They are expected at the White House following their World Series win. But not everyone is welcoming the meeting with open arms. Protests emerged outside Dodger Stadium today. Here's organizer Jorge Rodriguez with Sin Fronteras Leadership Institute.
We are supporting the Dodgers for the three-peat. We want our hometown to win, but we're asking that there be no repeat to the White House. And we're also calling on the players to have pride in their fans, their immigrant-based fans, which makes up 44%. And you can look that up, 44% are Latino and people of color.
He urges Dodger ownership to sever ties with organizations that harm immigrant communities.
We're demanding that the Grumman Corporation that owns the Dodgers and the Lakers divests from Core, Civic, and Geo. Those are the two biggest companies building concentrations in the country.
Their first game will be against the Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed plans to remove over 14,000 wild horses from western states, including California, later this year. Rescue groups are not happy, and they don't want these animals to end up in slaughterhouses. Emily Valdez has more.
The Bureau of Land Management plans to round up more than 14,000 wild horses and burros in western states this year, including some in Kern County and San Bernardino County.
These animals are really being funneled into the slaughter pipeline and ending up in slaughterhouses in Mexico and Canada.
Claire Staples with Sky Dog Sanctuary saved some of these wild horses and burros.
They really have removed all the historical protections that these wild horses and wild donkeys have had since the 1971 Wild Horse and Burro Act.
BLM does keep some of them in pens, but Staples says most end up slaughtered, auctioned off for $25 a piece.
I think that the BLM needs to adhere by their own mandated principles of caring and protecting for these animals once they're rounded up, instead of funneling them into a slaughter pipeline to help other people make money off them for their meat.
The roundup does not include the burros in Riverside County who've been found mutilated.
We have reached out to the Bureau of Land Management for a response. We knew this was coming, but this news still weighs heavy on the heart. Officials announced today the passing of Ghost the Octopus at the Aquarium of the Pacific. In September, the aquarium announced that Ghost had entered the last phase of her life, known as senescence, and the staff has been keeping her comfortable the last few months. Ghost was known for her tight bond with her caregiver and even chose social interactions with her friend over eating and loved interacting with staff members in the tank. Her final days were spent eating her hand-prepped seafood, playing enrichment games, and round-the-clock veterinary care. Giant octopuses live up to 5 years and spend their lives fairly isolated and only find other octopi when it's time to reproduce. And did you know on this day in 1655, Dutch astronomer Christian Huygens pointed his 50-power refracting telescope at the large sky above and fixated on something interesting? Alongside his brother, Christian had been building and modifying telescopes to maximize clarity, and he was particularly interested in Saturn's rings. Upon his gander, he saw clear as day a large moon. Titan was the first moon discovered on Saturn and happens to be the second largest moon in the solar system.
and notably larger than Mercury. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.